How's your son doing?
He's good. He's good. You're live on the radio. Hello, hello, Mr. Ed.
And hey, not the how horse. Are you?
A horse, of
course. What's going on?
What's going on with you? Everything is good. My son is great. Thank you so very much for everything. Yeah. So you sound like you're in the car.
I am.
You are.
I was trying desperately to get back home before the call, but it didn't work.
Ah, that's all right. That's okay. So let's find out. Let's dig into the pockets. You got some exciting stuff coming up, huh? For the movie guys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, for the Connecticut Alliance.
Absolutely. I mean, we're talking about the entire industry. I mean, we've got everybody organized. We have our big gala fundraiser tomorrow night, the 29th. It's going to be up in West Hartford at the Warehouse 635 on New Park Avenue.
Okay.
And it's going to be from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. And it is going to be an absolute ball. I mean, we're going to have a DJ. We're going to have a raffle.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a silent auction. We're rolling out affordable health insurance
for
1099s and sole proprietors down to groups of one, which has never happened before in the state of Connecticut.
No kidding. Wow, lots of great stuff. Holy tomato. Yeah. So I want you to give everybody a little synopsis, Ed, because they don't know who you are, but we do.
Okay. Name's Ed Cohen, and I'm a co-founder of the Connecticut Film and TV Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
We're 1 year old this month, and we are basically here to create jobs in the film and TV industry, sustainable jobs. We are working with actually UConn at this point on the education side. We're working to build sound stages for total sustainable revenue. and we're bringing film into Connecticut. I personally have brought two films into Connecticut so far, actually three, but one got called off after we scouted it. And we're working to maintain and improve the tax incentive for the state.
Awesome sauce. Love it. And I actually got to meet you quite a few times. I'm actually going to meet you again, definitely through a mutual friends, through Steve and Rob the Drummer from Sesame Street. You guys all hang out?
Yep, absolutely. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again. No question.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely good stuff all the way around. And I know you've called me when you have been on set. We can't tell folks where you are in location because this is under... you know, a little bit of a radar, but you've called me live when you've been on set. So it's really cool. And I absolutely appreciate you. Totally.
Yeah, no, we appreciate you. Believe me.
Well, Mikey and I, Mikey says to say hello, by the way.
Hey, Mikey. Rock on, sir.
Yes, yes. Play those drums and the guitar.
Yep.
Definitely. So the folks that are listening in this morning, Mr. Ed Cohen has actually graciously blessed me with quite a few artists from around the world. The Christian artists that we were just talking about, Mark, before, our very first here on the Chill Factor. Ed's got quite the connection, so I graciously want to say thank you for all the artists that you're throwing my way.
Well, I thank you. And by the way, I found another one.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, you are the man. I'm telling you. It's fun. Hey, did you hear my announcement? I got to talk to Greg Lukens the other day.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got quite the background.
I know. I'm so
excited. What, 25 years on the road with Rush?
Yes, 25 years on the road with Rush. I have, like, I literally took a bunch of notes while I was talking to him. He was talking about, remember, I think I talked to you the other day about it, 39,000 pounds of equipment that he had to lug in 1,100 shows with Rush.
God, you can get a heck of a hernia that way.
Just going to hire the roadies. You are the roadie. I know it. I get it as a DJ.
Exactly. I mean, no rest for the weary.
Exactly. Exactly. So what are your new plans? What are you working on today? Anything good? Are you going out and doing some movie shooting or
Well, I'm scouting two movies as we speak.
Wow. See, he's under the radar, folks. You can't, you know, Ed's very important to us. We got to keep him under the radar.
I'm just having way too much fun.
That's awesome. Well, I appreciate you calling into the Chill Factor. As always, you're very welcome to come back on at any given time, at any, you know, we love having you. We definitely
do. Well, I love being there. I thank you so much, and we so appreciate the coverage.
All right. Well, say hello to everybody on set, and someday maybe, you know, we can have you here live in studio. I think that would be so cool.
I agree.
Okay.
You name the time.
All right, cool. I have a stool set for you, and I have a microphone, and I have a set of headphones for you.
What more could one ask?
That's it. A cup of coffee, maybe a cup of tea, hang out, you know. We're lightweights over here, right?
Hey, I'm with you. You know, what can I tell you?
There you go. Hey, Ed, do you have a favorite artist or anybody that you really like? I know you know a lot of different people, but do you have any favorite artists or any songs that resonate with you?
Well, I mean, Yes is near and dear to my heart, mm-hmm. and as is Queen.
Just
phenomenal. And Ed Zeppelin, you know, it's like
of course.
Kind of that genre.
Mm-hmm. So you like the Bohemian Rhapsody. Have you seen the movie? Have you watched that?
Twice. In the movies, movie theaters with Dolby Atmos.
Oh, very cool. Yeah.
That's actually the only movie that I ever went back and paid again because I couldn't believe what I saw and heard.
Really? Interesting. Yeah. Wow. Well, you are the champion, and I'm going to play that out for you, and I appreciate you again. Thank you so much. I know you're busy driving. Please keep your eyes on the road.
I just pulled into the driveway.
Actually. Ah, there you go. Safe and sound.
Yep.
All right, Ed. Will you be good? Say hello to the family, and we will see you soon.
Thanks. Same there, Kathleen.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.